Very good morning. You're listening to News Talk Breakfast with Paul Williams and myself, Andrea Gilligan, on this Friday morning, the 12th of October.
Yes, and Andrea, we've still plenty to come on the show. We're going to be getting the latest updates on the fallout from Storm Callum, which made landfall overnight. And former Irish international Gary Breen will be joining us to give us his predictions as Ireland take on Denmark at the Aviva tomorrow night.
Also, we're going to be speaking to Fine Gael and Fianna Fáil later in the programme as well today after Denis Naughton's shock resignation yesterday. Plenty of you have been getting in touch about that this morning. Joe says, has the opposition accidentally lowered the bar for ministers? Try too hard and we'll hammer you for being too hands-on. Noel says, if Denis Naughton wasn't up to no good, you're meeting your man on at least four different occasions, then he's wrong for thinking he could get away with it and should have gone for that alone. It's all about optics and... That's a point as well, Paul, you were looking at earlier.
I actually don't think that anyone genuinely believes that Denis Naughton was up to anything untoward. To be fair to the man, I think he was naive and perhaps over-enthusiastic in equal measure. Enthusiastic to get broadband rolled out across the country. This country desperately needs broadband. Rural Ireland is dying. It needs broadband. And I think he would have seen that, like all politicians, like of a legacy. And I think he would have seen the rolling out and the establishment of a proper broadband network in this country as his legacy. Now, the naivety comes in when he's held so many private meetings with the businessman David McCourt, the preferred bidder for the broadband contract, and not deciding to disclose them and, you know, giving us piecemeal at this meeting, at that meeting. Then he had another two meetings we didn't know about. But I think actually what his resignation has done is has plunged the government into crisis, a crisis that they thought didn't see coming, and we may quite possibly be facing into an election which everyone in the Dáil had been hoping to avoid. Everybody in the Dáil wanted to avoid.
Well, if you're to read, as I mentioned earlier, any of the papers this morning, a lot of the commentators will tell you that the rural TDs, Paul, are heading home this weekend to constituency offices to get their affairs in order for a potential pre-election before Christmas. And that's what this all comes down to, basically, the maths, the arithmetic of all of this. Like, we're looking at the potential, the fact that the magic number is 57. The government have 54 in terms of the level of support that they can rely on, and they can also regularly rely on three other independents. But now there's three more, including Denis Naughton, who said yesterday evening that he'll only support the government, he'll look at it on a case by case basis. But there is the fact that there's now a ministry, there's a communications portfolio up for grabs, and you would have to ask yourself, is there the potential to bring in one of those independents, or even to offer them a junior ministry?
I would disagree with that.
Why?
I think it's a case of he stepped out and she stepped in again, and that she is Frances Fitzgerald, which happenstance would have it for herself, is that yesterday the Charlton Tribune completely and absolutely exonerated the woman. She was completely vindicated, and it was clear she lost her job because of an unfair and disingenuous campaign by the other political chancellors in Dáil Éireann. And I can think of one of them is looking in my, I can see his face in my head, but I won't name him at the moment.
Okay, but
and she was very badly treated. So he has a minister to step in. Well, entitled to get that back.
That's a possibility, certainly, but there's also the fact that if you're looking to kind of shore up support from some of the independents, it might be a carrot that you could dangle in front of some of them to try and ensure that you have that additional support from the independents. But I think the real issue here, Paul, for so many people this morning, is that if you're living in rural Ireland, you're looking now at the potential of a further delay in an already delayed broadband plan. Like, there's a fears for about 500,000 homes and businesses that their access is going to be delayed even further. And you have to ask yourself, like, if you're in the government this morning, what are they going to do? Do you scrap the current process? Do you start an entirely new process, which will also lead to even further delays and annoy and antagonise the public? Or do you change the current system that's already there and present yourself with the possibility of legal challenges? I think either way, there's difficulties for the government, irrespective of what decision they make. And the public are the losers in all of this. The 500,000 people who are waiting on high-speed broadband, they're going to be delayed even further. We want to know, are you concerned by this plan this morning? The fact that the plan will not see the light of day, and can the government see its way through this actual crisis? Let us know. 53106 at a cost of 30 cent. You can also get us on Twitter this morning at Breakfast NT.
Okay, for more on this, we're joined by Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader Dara Cillieri. Dara, you're on the phone, so I can't see you. So I'm asking you, are you grinning from ear to ear, first of all? And have you been given the excuse that you wanted to go on the hustings?
Oh, absolutely not, Paul. Nobody's grinning about this. I just heard you there. There's firstly this huge personal sympathy for Denis Naughton. He's very popular in Leinster House, but this has to happen. The process and the delivery of broadband is the key thing here. And I'm certainly not screening at the thought of any further delays.
Would you agree that he would deliver broadband
to 1.1 million people? There's kids going to school in my county this morning who didn't have access to to Broadband last night to do homework and to do study. There's small companies paying completely over the odds for old-style communication. It's absolutely crippling the development of rural Ireland and parts of cities as well, Paul. So that's the focus.
We all agree on that, Darragh. But I just want to clarify something, because I think, to be fair to the man, I was saying that, you know, it, on one hand, the things he's guilty of is maybe over-enthusiasm and naivety. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I might use the words, but he brought huge energy to the project. But and I think if he'd been up front at the start of this and said, look, I had all these meetings rather than it dripping out. This process is being wrought with trouble from the start. Bidders pulling out, the only remaining bid completely changed. The most important thing now is how we deliver it. We've got to keep the focus on the delivery of broadband, get it done as soon as possible. What we're proposing, what my colleague Timmy Dooley has been proposing for some months now, in the context of all of the difficulties with the process, is to pause it for a number of months, review it, get those people including Air, Vodafone, ESB, you know, companies with massive knowledge and history of rolling out major infrastructure projects, get them around the table and see, can we do this collectively? Why is this not happening? And, you know, Andre is right. People are incredibly frustrated at the delays in this. We need this to happen without any further delay.
Okay. A week is a long time in politics, they all saying. And this week has been longer than most, because nobody at the beginning of this week expected to see any minister resigning. Is this clearly an example or a sign now that the comfortable, lovey-dovey situation between Fianna Fáil and this government is now over? Confidence and supply is now in the bin.
No, Paul, it remains the same. We are going into a review process. What we are doing is keeping the big issues as opposed to the drama inside. So the big issue here is broadband. But similarly, when I was with you actually less than 48 hours ago, the big issue remains Brexit. We are moving into a very serious phase in these days in relation to a negotiation and Brexit, a phase that won't end until January. Brexit deal with the UK will not be locked down until January. We have to keep sight of that. And then we also have the finance bill and the social welfare bill to be passed, putting this week's budget into legal effect.
Well, that sounds...
So let everybody keep their focus on those four key issues, broadband, Brexit, social welfare bill, finance bill.
They are issues that affect
people's lives, Paul.
That sounds like a comment coming from the deputy leader of a party that has no intentions of going on the bricks, banging on doors, looking for votes before Christmas.
No, Paul, we are in a review. And I keep saying to you, and I know you don't believe me.
I do believe you, Darragh. You're a very believable guy.
We are deadly serious. We have been deadly serious since May 2016 about implementing this agreement. We are deadly serious about keeping the issues that affect people in their daily lives ahead of the drama, ahead of, you know, newspaper sales, etc. We want to deliver on those issues. And that broadband plan is crucial to people's lives, the length and breadth of this island. Brexit is essential that we get a good deal for Ireland, and it's essential we see the bills through. We're not happy with what has happened. And when Micheál Martin raised this on Wednesday in leaders' questions, the Taoiseach attacked him for raising it and expressed full confidence in Denis Naughton at the time. We will continue to be an opposition party, but we will keep the national interest and the key issues, such as broadband, front and centre.
Okay. Final question for you. You know, talking about the man who's going to lead us into the Brexit, or continue with the Brexit negotiations, hopefully lead us to a conclusion to that, Leo Varadkar. Has this latest drama weakened Leo Varadkar in any way?
Well, look, I think he has to ask himself why this information was fed to him on such a drip basis, why it wasn't presented to him as a whole. And why is it that ministers weren't sharing that information? But look, we've got to keep the focus not on Leo Varadkar or Denis Naughton or Derek Leary or Paul Williams. Focus on this case is delivering broadband, getting that plan to a situation where it can be delivered and actually restore people's confidence in delivery.
Ballpark figure, how long do you think it's going to be before the people in Mayo and Leitrim and Donegal and Cork, rural Cork, when are they going to get their broadband, do you think?
The plan at the moment said 2021. Paul, I was always sceptical of that. But, you know, when you look at a company, as we speak to you, there are hundreds of ESB workers heading out to repair the damage from Storm Callum. You know, there's companies, ESB, Air, with the capacity, with the knowledge, with the history of delivering major infrastructure projects. Get them around the table, knock their heads together, don't let them out of a room until they come up with a plan that can deliver. and stop this faffing around about broadband and going on for far too long.
And don't be going out for dinner or cosy cups of tea. Do it all in a business room, I presume.
Well, look, respect the process. There are rules around the process. The department has its own rules around the process. And those rules are there for a reason. Respect every one of those rules. Because if you don't respect the rules, the process could be challenged or delayed. Okay. People won't get their broadband.
Okay, keep to the rules. Fianna Fáil Deputy Leader Dara Cillieri, thank you very much for that.